News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony, presenting the music of John Williams, a composer of movie scores including Star Wars, Jaws, Schindler's List, and more. Saturday, May 2nd. Information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org.
It's 67 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 3:06. You're listening to All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio.
Bigfoot!
Netta Ulibi, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, we will have an update of news headlines at 3:30. Then we will have an overview of the big vote on redistricting in Virginia yesterday. Virginia voters approved mid-decade redistricting, aiming to help Democrats win 10 of the state's 11 seats in Congress. Republicans are challenging the map, but Democrats are calling it a victory. We'll find out why. Then at 3:44, it is that time of month again. It's our community spotlight, and this time around, we're going to visit the KC Farm School in Wyandotte County, which helps people learn how to farm. One of the co-founders claims that farming teaches humility, but it also allows farmers to walk with a certain kind of confidence.
To be able to see past today, to be able to see into the future and pull the lessons of the past, that's some kind of magic, right? That's alchemy.
Coming up on KPR, more about the magic happening at the KC Farm School. It's KPR's Community Spotlight. You will hear it at 3:44.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the spring edition of The Counselors, featuring KU and Washburn Law students. April 23rd, 6:30 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Quick reminder that Tuesday is One Day, One KU, and we're going to begin raising funds at noon for KPR's News Fund. Your gift helps support reporters, editors, and on-the-ground coverage, keeping our region informed. Visit kansaspublicradio.org on Tuesday as part of One Day, One KU, and explore the giving challenges.
NPR comes from this station.
NPR News.
This is NPR News.
After a long absence from Capitol Hill, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been questioned for hours in multiple congressional hearings, with topics ranging from vaccines, CDC turmoil, and budget cuts at the Department of Health and Human Services. Listen to what we learned from the hearings on the next morning edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR and KPR2 stations. Your local host will be Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, hosting Weird Science with Mary Roach, author of Replaceable You, Adventures in Human Anatomy, Thursday, April 23rd, 7 p.m. at Liberty Hall. Details at lplks.org.
News headlines are coming your way in less than 1 minute. 66 degrees under cloudy skies in Topeka, 67 here in Lawrence. The time is 3:30.
340 at 49,490. The NASDAQ rose 397. This is NPR News in Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. Police say two children lied when they claimed they were kidnapped by a man in a windowless van last weekend. The children, age 9 and 11, claimed a man wearing a black hoodie and black pants forced them into the back of a van. When the van stopped, they said they were able to open a door and escape. But after an extensive investigation, the Russell County Sheriff announced today that the children had, quote, admitted the report was fabricated. In a statement posted on social media, the sheriff said that the facts of the case will be submitted to the Russell County Attorney for further review for recommended charges. Kansas lawmakers are taking a long look at how the state funds schools. Before implementing any changes, legislators want to discuss whether the current funding formula works. The current formula includes the local option budget, which allows school districts the opportunity to supplement state school funding via property taxes. The local option budget helps cover unfunded programs in local districts like special education. Corey Gibson, the superintendent of DeSoto Public Schools, says local option budgets are critical for local education.
I don't think there's a district in the state that could function without it today.
Lawmakers have until June of next year to implement any changes in the school funding formula. The Kansas City Royals have teamed up with the Hallmark Card Company to build a new ballpark in downtown Kansas City. Greg Ecklin has the story.
Royals majority owner John Sherman announced a partnership with Hallmark for the stadium to be built on the current site of the Hallmark Cards headquarters.
We will build a project that will be the largest public-private partnership in Kansas City history, with a total investment that will exceed $3 billion just in phase one.
Hallmark will relocate its headquarters, and nearby Washington Park will be a part of the mixed-use project. Because of the hilly terrain, the new home of the Royals will be a sunken stadium, surrounded by nearby landmarks and featuring places like Liberty Memorial as part of the exterior sight lines. Groundbreaking is expected to take place next year. I'm Greg Ecklin.
We do have a 40% chance of showers and a slight chance of storms late tonight. Lows tonight around 60 degrees. A 70% chance of showers and storms tomorrow. It's 3:35.
Dr. Lawrence Lustig is doing similar research at Columbia University in New York City. He says the results are comparable to what he's seeing, as well as those of many others pursuing gene therapies for duration. That would make it the first gene therapy for deafness on the market. Rob Stein, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. You may have never heard of the KC Farm School, but it attracts about 17,000 annual visitors. Now in its eighth year, the KC Farm School has about two dozen staffers and a yearly budget of $1.3 million. The nonprofit organization is also in the KPR Community Spotlight for the month of April. KPR's Jay Schaefer went to check it out.
When you think of a farm...
Those are never clean, but, you know, I walk with confidence. Farmers walk with a confidence that you can't buy, you can't even pick up in the gym. To be able to see past today, to be able to see into the future and pull the lessons of the past to help inform decisions that we're going to make tomorrow, that's some kind of magic, right? That's alchemy. I feel so fortunate to be able to touch and participate in a small way.
That's Alicia Ellingsworth, the co-founder of the KC Farm School, located in Wyandotte County, just off I-635, about 3 miles south of I-70. She was speaking with Jay Schaefer for this month's KPR Community Spotlight. Find a longer interview online at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming folk singer-songwriter John Gorka and his trademark wordplay, Sunday, April 26th, 7:30 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 96.1 in Lawrence, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. In our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines coming your way at 4:01. At 4:06, we're going to talk with the governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, Abigail Spanberger. Yesterday, Virginia voted to allow the Democratic-led legislature to draw their state's congressional maps, and the governor has been weighing in on that event.
The sort of gamesmanship that the president has pursued, they don't want that going uncontested. And we had the opportunity to take a stand and push back against that.
That's coming up on KPR.
This is All Things Considered.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Odoo, offering an all-in-one business management platform with the goal of making work easier. From CRM to accounting, inventory, and more. Learn more about Odoo at odoo.com. From Progressive Insurance, building a career is possible at Progressive Insurance, now offering virtual and hybrid employment opportunities with pathways for advancement. Learn more at careers.progressive.com. And from Proven Winners, with Proven Winners Color Choice Shrubs, offering hydrangeas, lilacs, evergreens, and more. Their full collection is at provenwinnerscolorchoice.com/NPR. This is NPR.
Curiosity leads to understanding. It bridges divides and fosters connection. Curiosity brings you here. This is NPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, your place to hear NPR from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We're about a minute away from our next update of news headlines at 4:01. 67 degrees in Lawrence, 73 in Manhattan. It is 4 o'clock.
Our comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality, and Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas County since 2021, with a goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com.
It's 68 degrees in Lawrence, 73 in Atchison. It is 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is your place to find NPR News. Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.7 in Emporia, and many other frequencies all around the state. We're always online. You can listen at kansaspublicradio.org. Hope you'll stay tuned. We'll get you an update of news headlines in just about 12 minutes. That'll happen at 4:30. Coming up at 4:36. U.S. Secretary of Health, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., had two more hearings on Capitol Hill today. The rounds of budget hearings have given lawmakers the chance to question him about his views on vaccines, turmoil at the CDC, and budget cuts for the Department of Health and Human Services. We will also, in this next half hour, talk about the little-known division inside the Justice Department reviewing immigration court appeals. Those stories and more still to come on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Cleo and Leo on Elm Street Bakery and Coffee in North Lawrence, offering Mexican-inspired pastries, coffee, matcha, and more. More information on Instagram and Facebook.
Good reporting doesn't just happen out of nowhere. It's built. And starting at noon on Tuesday, KPR will give you the opportunity to help support that mission. We'll be taking part in One Day, One KU, raising support for KPR's News Fund. Your gift will fuel local journalism, asking smart questions, checking facts, and keeping Kansans informed. Visit kansaspublicradio.org between noon on April 28th and noon April 29th to be part of the work behind the headlines. 40% chance of showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms late tonight. Lows tonight around 60 degrees. A 70% chance of showers and storms tomorrow. It's 420.
After a long absence from Capitol Hill, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been questioned for hours in multiple congressional hearings, with topics ranging from vaccines, CDC turmoil, and budget cuts at the Department of Health and Human Services. Listen to what we learned from the hearings tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will be your local host on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Hope you'll stay tuned. News headlines are coming up in a little less than 1 minute. 68 degrees in Lawrence, 67 in Emporia. It is 4:30.
Day up 340 points. The NASDAQ rose 397. This is NPR News in Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. Police say two children from the Lucas, Kansas area lied when they claimed they were kidnapped by a man in a windowless van last weekend. The children, age 9 and 11, claimed a man wearing a black hoodie and black pants forced them into the back of a van. When the van stopped, they said they were able to open a door and escape. But after an extensive investigation, the Russell County Sheriff announced today that the children had, quote, admitted the report was fabricated. In a statement posted on social media, the sheriff said that the facts of the case will be submitted to the Russell County Attorney for further review for recommended charges. Kansas lawmakers are taking a good long look at how the state funds its public schools. Before implementing any changes, legislators want to discuss whether the current funding formula actually works. The current formula includes the local option budget, which allows school districts the opportunity to supplement state school funding via property taxes. The local option budget helps cover underfunded programs in local districts, such as special education. Corey Gibson, the superintendent of DeSoto Public Schools, says local option budgets are critical to local education.
I don't think there's a district in the state that can function without it today.
Lawmakers have until June of next year to implement any changes in the school funding formula. The Kansas City Royals have teamed up with the Hallmark Cards Company to build a new ballpark in downtown Kansas City. Greg Eklin has more.
Royals majority owner John Sherman, Hallmark Cards headquarters.
We will build a project that will be the largest public-private partnership in Kansas City history, with a total investment that will exceed $3 billion just in phase one.
Hallmark will relocate its headquarters, and nearby Washington Park will be a part of the mixed-use project. Because of the hilly terrain, the new home of the Royals will be a sunken stadium, surrounded by nearby landmarks and featuring places like Liberty Memorial as part of the exterior sight lines. Groundbreaking is expected to take place next year. I'm Greg Eklund.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, a change is coming. Partly cloudy skies this evening, mostly cloudy after midnight. Tonight we do have a 40% chance of rain with a slight chance of thunderstorms after midnight. Lows around 60 degrees, winds coming out of the south, kicking up to around 30 miles per hour at times. Then tomorrow, mostly cloudy for most of the day. We will have a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms. It will be breezy with a high in the mid-70s. And again, gusty winds coming out of the south. Tomorrow night, a 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms with lows in the lower 50s. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. It's 435.
This is all. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
people who listen to NPR News face the facts with familiar voices. We are all figuring out the world together.
You just pointed out this is a complicated subject. We could spend the hour just talking about this, but what do you think needs to happen?
And though the news can be hard, we let ourselves laugh.
Do I have a short voice?
If someone said annoying voice, maybe I'd be like that.
Morning Edition from NPR News is here for you and with you. Listen every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Matthew Algio will have your local news during Morning Edition tomorrow. Again, that's 5 to 9 a.m. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 99.5 in Manhattan. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines once again at 5:01. At 5:06, I'll tell you what we know at this point about Iran's attack upon and seizure of two commercial ships near the Strait of Hormuz. This, of course, comes after Donald Trump announced an indefinite ceasefire in the war with Iran. Who exactly has to agree in order for there to be a ceasefire? We're going to look into it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
Mostly cloudy skies overnight with a 40% chance of showers and a slight chance of storms after midnight, lows around 60. Tomorrow a 70% chance of showers and storms, breezy with a high in the mid-70s, a 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night with a low in the lower 50s.
This is all that
BC Wealth Management, where financial advisors aim to provide customized advice to bring their clients' ideas of performance to life. Learn more at rbcwealthmanagement.com. This is NPR.
Public radio is independent.
Public radio is resilient.
Public radio is free.
Public radio is yours.
We're still here for your right to be curious. This is NPR.
We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Two more hours of All Things Considered coming right up. We're going to start things off with news headlines at 5:01. It's 68 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It is 5 o'clock.
PR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the George Lucas Educational Foundation, creator of Edutopia. For 35 years, sharing what works in schools today and working to inspire new ways to learn tomorrow. More at edutopia.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, providing Kansas teachers and educators nationwide with retirement plans and investment options, and funding the Kansas Teacher of the Year program. More information at securitybenefit.com.
68 degrees in Lawrence, 69 in Topeka. It is 5:06. This is KPR. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.9 in Atchison, we are always streaming online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for spending part of your day with us. Coming up in about 12 minutes at 5:30, we will have a fresh update of news headlines for you. At 5:44, our monthly KPR Community Spotlight, this month shining on the KC Farm School. Jay Schaefer took a trip out there. We will find out what he learned, hear all about their project. Also in this next half hour, Yarn Fest. People who love to knit held a convention recently. You will hear that as we close in on 6 o'clock. Stay tuned here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from FIDPIC and their Spring Thing fundraiser concert with Colorado's Jake Legg and Whiskey Mash Band, May 16th at Venue 1235 in Lawrence. More information at fidpic.org.
Partly cloudy skies this evening, mostly cloudy overnight with a 40% chance of showers, slight chance of storms late tonight. Lows around 60 degrees, a much better chance of showers than storms tomorrow, a 70% chance of rain. Very breezy, highs in the mid-70s, a 90% chance of showers and storms tomorrow night, with lows in the lower 50s.
Support for KPR comes from One Day, One KU, the 24-hour giving campaign on April 28th and 29th from noon to noon, benefiting the University of Kansas. More information at ku.edu/onedayonekU.
73 degrees in Manhattan, 72 in Atchison, 69 in Chanute. It is 5:20 and you are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
This is NPR News.
After a long absence from Capitol Hill, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been questioned for hours on multiple congressional hearings, with topics ranging from vaccines, CDC turmoil, and budget cuts at the Department of Health and Human Services. Listen to what we learned from the hearings on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition will be coming your way. Michelle Martin, Steve Inskeep, and Matthew Algio will get you caught up on the very latest news from overnight and more.
Support for KPR comes from Meadowlark Wine Bar and Kitchen, located at 1011 Massachusetts Street, offering a curated selection of traditional and natural wines, handcrafted cocktails, and a variety of shareable plates and entrees. More at meadowlarkwinebar.com.
News headlines are coming up in just about 30 seconds. It is 68 degrees in Lawrence. It is 5:30.
To turn someone's water off.
Corpus Christi's industrial water users, which include ExxonMobil and Valero, would also be required to cut back. The proposal needs to be approved by the City Council to go into effect. For NPR News, I'm Nina Satija in Austin.
On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 340 points at 49,490, the S&P up 73. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. Kansas lawmakers are taking a long look at how the state funds its schools before implementing any changes. Legislators want to discuss whether the current funding formula actually works. The current formula includes the local option budget, which allows school districts the opportunity to supplement state school funding via property taxes. The local option budget helps cover underfunded programs in school districts, like special education. Corey Gibson, the superintendent of DeSoto Public Schools, says local option budgets are critical to local education.
I don't think there's a district in the state that could function without it today.
Lawmakers have until June of next year to implement any changes in the school funding formula. The former CEO of an investment firm granted a bank charter in Kansas is on trial in New York this week. Brad Heppner is a native of Heston, Kansas. He was the founder and CEO of the Beneficient investment firm. One of Beneficient's subsidiaries was granted a unique bank charter by the Kansas legislature. The Kansas Reflector reports Heppner is on trial for allegedly misappropriating at least $150 million. He has pleaded not guilty to all charges. The Kansas City Royals are teaming up with the Hallmark Card Company to build a new ballpark in downtown Kansas City. Greg Ecklin has the details.
Royals majority owner John Sherman announced a partnership with Hallmark for the stadium to be built on the current site of the Hallmark Cards headquarters.
We will build a project that will be the largest public-private partnership in Kansas City history, with a total investment that will exceed $3 billion just in phase one.
Hallmark will relocate its headquarters, and nearby Washington Park will be a part of the mixed-use project. Because of the hilly terrain, the new home of the Royals will be a sunken stadium, surrounded by nearby landmarks and featuring places like Liberty Memorial as part of the exterior sight lines. Groundbreaking is expected to take place next year. I'm Greg Eklund.
Partly cloudy skies this evening, mostly cloudy overnight with a 40% chance of showers and a slight chance of storms after midnight. We're expecting a low around 60. There's a 70% chance of showers and storms tomorrow. It's 5:35.
But other experts agree the results are exciting. In the meantime, an experimental gene therapy developed by Regeneron Pharmaceuticals for the same kind of rare genetic defect treated in a new study could soon receive approval from the Food and Drug Administration. That would make it the first gene therapy for deafness on the market. Rob Stein, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. You may have never heard of the KC Farm School, but it attracts about 17,000 annual visitors. Now in its eighth year, the KC Farm School has about two dozen staffers and a yearly budget of $1.3 million. The nonprofit organization is also in the KPR Community Spotlight for the month of April. So KPR's Jay Schaefer went to check it out.
When you think of a farm,
every place I go, I'm dirty. My fingernails are never clean. But, you know, I walk with confidence. Farmers walk with a confidence that you can't buy, you can't even pick up in the gym. To be able to see past today, to be able to see into the future and pull the lessons of the past to help inform decisions that we're going to make tomorrow, that's some kind of magic, right? That's alchemy. I feel so fortunate to be able to touch and participate in a small way.
That's Alicia Ellingsworth, the co-founder of the KC Farm School, located in Wyandotte County, just off I-635, about 3 miles south of I-70. She was speaking with Jay Schaefer for this month's KPR Community Spotlight. You'll find a longer interview online at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 in Lawrence, 90.3 in Chanute. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us in our next half hour. An update of news headlines at 6:01, at 6:06. Conversation with the governor of Virginia, Abigail Spanberger. Then we're going to talk about the history of malaria, how it has affected human settlement over the many, many ages. It's all coming up on KPR. It's 10 minutes before 6.
From Progressive Insurance, building a career is possible at Progressive Insurance. Now offering virtual and hybrid employment opportunities with pathways for advancement. Learn more at careers.progressive.com. And from Proven Winners, with Proven Winners Color Choice Shrubs, offering hydrangeas, lilacs, evergreens, and more. Their full collection is at provenwinnerscolorchoice.com/NPR. This is NPR.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we don't just tell you what's happening, we tell you why. Listen for the latest developments on the biggest breaking news stories every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on KPR 1 and KPR 2 stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KAND and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and KansasPublicRadio.org. The time is 6 o'clock.